Max and Radio Sirius 108. DeVore and Diana hanging out with us in studio. Dude looks relaxed. He's got his button down, like to his belly button.
It's the
he's got
Miami look.
He's got a gigantor belt buckle. Patrick Juanas, patrickjuanas.com/Maxim. You have a page for us, but we'll get to that in a second. Patrick, you are a life coach, which basically means you are a fashionable therapist. What is a life coach? What do you do?
A life coach basically helps you to establish your goals and then helps you to reach them.
So, like,
that was pretty fast, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
you're
anyway,
expecting some really long, deep.
Thanks
answer.
For coming, okay, Patrick Juanas. Good job. Good job. So, what does that even mean? I mean, who needs a life coach?
Everyone needs a life coach. Sometimes your life coach might be your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother. It can be anyone that you
John's
want.
John's my life coach. Every time I have a dating dilemma, something I need advice on, I go to John.
So John's your dating life coach.
Because no, my life coach.
Like, don't, I've never
so TV, he, TV decisions. My dog was sick. What do I do?
I did not know this. You're doomed for.
I need to cut in there. This is not the kind of advice I'm giving about your dog or stuff like that. People that come to me are coming to me often with problems that are much deeper than simply financial decisions or should I change the career. That's not the kind of advice I'm giving. So yes, the full answer is that because of my background, I'm actually coming from a place of therapy. So I have some clients who have a life coach but still come to me because I'm going to take them to another level, and that's to do therapy, to establish what are your deepest core beliefs about yourself. See, the guys that, not just the guys, but anyone that succeeds doesn't succeed because of the work they've done, doesn't succeed because of the people they know. They succeed because of what they believe about themselves. You can have the greatest talent in the world, but if you don't believe in yourself, you won't succeed. Everything comes down to your deepest core beliefs about yourself. The guy that's going to pick up the hot girl is picking her up because he has confidence. Now, it may be superficial for the moment, but he's going to pick her up because he has supreme confidence. That means at some level he believes in himself.
So what, you're like a self-esteem fluffer? You're
Fluffer?
Fluffer. But I'm asking, I mean, you know, you say...
you're right. Yeah, look, self-esteem is simply, how much do you like yourself? How significant do you feel? And how capable are you?
What do you mean significant? Like, because that sounds like that word sounds like you're like how much of an arrogant ass you are. What does significant mean? Because I never use that word.
I'm glad you asked that. There is such a huge difference between arrogance and confidence. Arrogance is I'm better than you. Confidence is I know who I am. I know my limitations. I know my strengths, and I accept them, and I choose to work on what I need to work on. Arrogance is walking around trying to put other people down so that you can feel better. It's a huge difference. So the self-esteem fluffer sitting over here is actually trying to help you to believe in yourself. To believe that you are worthy and you deserve the best.
How do you do that? How do you get to those places with people?
Well, the first thing you want to identify is what do you believe about yourself and where did those beliefs come from? Mm-hmm. So you go back to your childhood years because everything that you believe happened or all you took on all your core beliefs in your first 5 to 8 years.
Really?
That's it.
That's a lot of pressure.
So I can be a ninja.
You can. What's holding you back?
I believe that in my first 8 years of life, John DeVore was a ninja.
So that's a lot of responsibility in your parents. So they could really screw you up as a kid.
Ah, notice what she said. Responsibility in your parents. That's true and not true. That means it's a paradox because, yes, your parents played the biggest role in determining who you are. But now that you're an adult, it's not their responsibility anymore. It's up to you to take charge of your beliefs and who you are and to reform it. Look, do you think Donald Trump is who he is because he lacks confidence? No.
Well, he's got that great hair, that's why.
No, isn't that an interesting point? Think about it.
Well, I was being sarcastic.
He doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks.
That's true.
That's why he brushes his hair that way.
He likes the hair. He's like,
he doesn't care. And for that very reason, that's why we're attracted. We're not attracted to him because of his money or his power. We're attracted to the fact that he really doesn't care what anyone thinks. And that's what is ultimate confidence, where you are true to yourself. I'm not saying that you have to like him, but you can still respect him. And there's a huge difference. So, I don't like the guy at all.
So that's part of what you're teaching then.
Yeah.
In terms of a life coach. How do you apply that to, you know, because I guess people come to you not, you know, hey, dude, Patrick, I really want to figure out a way to sleep with Beyonce. Right. They come to you.
And you know what?
They come to you with like, I want to be able to be with more women. I want to be able to.
It could be getting over an ex-girlfriend. It could be trying to have a better relationship with a present girlfriend. It could be trying to find a girlfriend. I mean, that's part of the relationship advice. But let me say this. Every relationship begins. begins with you. That means the kind of relationship you have with yourself will determine the kind of people you attract. Mm. If you don't like yourself, look, the women that meet guys that are continually labeled as jerks and losers or who cheat on them or who treat them like crap, that's because the woman believes she deserves that. She'll tell you she doesn't. Her friends will tell you she doesn't. But deep down, put her in front of me for 5 minutes and I'll identify her core belief.
How can you? Okay, do that with me. What's my core belief?
We were doing that yesterday.
I know.
One of your fears about men cheating on you.
Yes.
And we established, if you don't mind me saying all this on radio, because it's a very different program. So you don't mind me saying that your fear is because your father wasn't there all the time.
Well, wait. I got annoyed with that one yesterday because I did get annoyed with you on that one because my dad was there. I mean, he traveled a lot, but I never felt like my father wasn't there.
You're talking as an adult. You're not talking about the child. Diana.
I know, but I feel like that's something that's cruel to my dad when my dad was so involved and so
supportive.
Hold on.
Who said that we're making a judgment about him? We're talking about you and how you perceive it and how you feel about it.
I love my dad.
I didn't say you don't love him.
Okay.
You can still love him and have a fear that you didn't get what you needed as a child. It has nothing to do with not loving him. It's all about whether you felt loved and whether you got all the needs of a child. And it's not about quantity time. Mm-hmm. It's not about quality time and quantity time. It's about how much time he spent with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how a child perceives it. I mean, look.
No parent is perfect.
Right. No, folks are, I mean, that's absolutely right. And that's absolutely right when I've talked to friends of mine that are like, you know, my parents were perfect and they were amazing. I'm like, no. Every parent screws up somehow. Right, every parent does this or that. But I mean,
John, what do you think? We're victims? Do you think we're just like everything's random, it's chance in our life, what happens around us? Or do you think that we actually create what we...
I think that you can create... You do create the universe that you want. I mean, you had better... it's like the difference between like fate and destiny. I mean, fate happens to people that let it happen. People make their own destiny. And those people that are fated for something, they're just hanging out waiting for the universe to bump into them.
I think there are
people out there that go out and make the world they want.
But you could say fate is the opportunity, and what you do with that opportunity will determine your destiny. Because we're not just sitting here like, oh, things happen to us. We're always in reaction to the things that happen to us.
That's good. Do we have to pay you for that?
I won't charge you. You're such a nice guy. You like my belt.
You don't know that.
If you didn't like
no,
my belt.
I'm a real son
he's
of a bitch.
He's not that nice.
No, he's not. I'm a bastard. 888-99-MAXIM.
So you well.
Patrick Wannis. What did he just say? What did belt buckle say?
He just said that I said, you're not that nice. And he said, well, then you two should get along well.
Well, because you're such a sweet girl and you soften him.
Well, maybe it was the whole...
Oh, that's a cover-up and a half.
Oh, you are a manipulative son of a bitch, aren't you, Patrick?
I am, actually. Did I tell you I'm a hypnotist?
How'd you figure that?
You make me so uncomfortable.
I know.
I have to say that you make me so uncomfortable.
I do it deliberately.
I really do.
I'm doing it deliberately.
I wish you wouldn't. I don't feel good today, and just you.
No,
hurt
the moment
me.
Patrick came in with his like flowery shirt and his Ferrari belt buckle, I was like, awkward.
You're a sweetheart of a man, and I can see that.
With the exception of the fact that she hates your guts.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're a nice guy. PatrickWannis.com /Maxim. Go to it, Patrick. All of this, therapy, Freudian daddy issue.
I don't believe
crap.
In Freud.
Which is funny, because you do go back to the Freudian stages of development.
No, but hold on. Freud, at the end of his life, just destroyed his entire life by saying... Because he tried hypnosis and he couldn't succeed in hypnosis. So he concluded his life by saying, well, I think that as a result of our childhood, we are who we are and we can never change it.
I am sleeping with my eyes open at even the mention of a Freud. No Freud, no Jung, no cognitive dissonance, none of that shit.
Okay.
All I want to know about from a life coach, because I got a celebrity life coach in the studio, is Patrick, how can I sleep not with the most beautiful woman, but how can I sleep with all the women?
Do you really want to sleep with all the women?
Seriously? You say that like it's a bad thing. You're making a judgment call. I feel very uncomfortable. My life coach is making
I've got some clients who are in their 70s. I mean, I can introduce you if you like. I mean, you said all the women.
Oh.
All the beautiful women.
Between what ages?
Under 40.
I'm thinking 40. 20 to 40.
Oh, now we're sort of classifying.
Well, that's it. Now I feel like now if I were paying you, now I feel
all
like
all right,
the
so
life
let me ask you the question. Okay, so let's be serious here. What would you get? What would you get? What would it give to you if you were able to sleep with all the women?
Honestly,
other than many orgasms and being very tired. What else would you get?
The satisfaction.
Of what? What would the satisfaction be? What would that feel like?
John already knows.
The satisfaction of making them all women.
They're already women.
Why? You're going to turn the women into women? I think we're both in trouble here.
Take the girls and make them women. Even the women, they don't know that they're
so
women.
So sex turns a girl into a woman?
How do you, let's not get abstract here.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
All right.
On
you just
target.
Want to have fun. Just say you want conquests.
On target. No, it's that whole idea. How do you get, I mean, if someone goes to you, for seriously, as a life coach, can you teach them how to go into a club tonight in New York City and make a connection, make out with somebody, get a number, go home with them?
Yes, I
mean,
I can.
I mean, is that too shallow for you, or are you more cerebral?
No, I mean, can be shallow.
Okay, good.
But I'm not saying I want to be, but I can be. What, do you think I'm not human?
Don't make me put a gun to your head.
That's not what I do. I mean, I do teach that, but that's not what I do. Meaning, that I have a book called Hypnosis and the Science of Seduction.
Uh-huh.
There are 5 steps to the process of seduction.
All right.
And they always exist. So write them down and then you can read my book. I'll send it to you. Okay, so step one, obviously, is to break the ice. That's the introduction. Step two is to create or establish social value. So, for example, and social value is going to vary from city to city.
All right.
If I'm in Texas...
state.
Okay. If I'm in Texas, unless I'm dressed up like a cowboy, I'm not going to have a lot of social value, depending on what club I'm in. If I'm in New York, I have to be dressed a different way to have a certain social value. But social value isn't just what you're wearing. It can be your money, your job, your career, anything that makes you unique. Being a hypnotist would have some social value.
Or you could be
thrown out like, oh, we can't stand hypnotists.
All right.
So whatever it is about you that makes you unique, mm-hmm. so that in front of this lady's eyes and her friends, they look up to you and they go, wow, he's got social value in their mind. They're not going to say it verbally, but they're thinking that. So you have the introduction, social value. Next thing is you meet the girl. Most times you're trying to convince her how great you are. You actually do the opposite. You screen and accept her. So you're going to be asking questions to find out what she's like and whether you actually have any interest in her. And there are special ways to do this. So it doesn't sound like you're actually interviewing her. Step number four is get her away from her friends. Isolate her. The worst way to ever pick up a girl is have her friends there because they all want to know if you're good enough for her or they're jealous because they can't get a guy or they haven't been with a guy for a while. You get her away. From in the club, just walk to the other end of the bar. You isolate her.
Oh, you don't like put a hood over her head and smack her in the... You don't kidnap her.
I mean, you could do that, but that's not the technique
I teach.
So you
get her away. Do you have to engage your friends to get her away?
Here's another trick. If you're interested, let's say we're in a group with Diana and you're actually interested in Diana, uh-huh. you don't give her attention at all. You give all the attention to the other girls and you leave her last.
Hey, what's up, Leah? How you doing? Oh, hi, Diana.
Oh, you want me to keep
Leah,
going?
Good stuff. No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to practice that, Patrick.
Okay. So you're not going to show, you're going to let her, for example, okay, you know I live in Miami. The worst thing you could ever do is go up to some hot model and tell her how beautiful she is. She's heard it a million times. You want to get her attention, you don't give her any attention because she's not used to it. And she's going to go, what is it with this guy? How come he's not doing what every other guy does?
Right.
And then you talk to her as a person. But you don't go straight for the, oh my God, you're so amazing, you're so beautiful, you're so gorgeous.
Is it because she thinks it's unoriginal or it's just it's white noise?
Because
or?
Most women can't accept compliments. Unless it's from another woman. When you give a woman a compliment generally, she instantly thinks that the hidden agenda, the ulterior motive is to sleep with her. Even if it is, and even if that's what she's looking for.
Is that true?
I mean, I take any and all.
No, that's true.
Leah says it's true. I mean, no, come on. I mean,
In all seriousness, if a guy always is
God, you're gorgeous. You're so beautiful.
Yeah, no. That's cheesy. Right. That's really
so you say
so
you don't give him the compliment unless you're a woman, and that's completely different because women are always competing with women.
All right.
True.
Another thing we'll talk about another time.
Very catty.
All right, so now you've been able to establish social value in front of the whole group.
Right.
And you now isolate her, you take her away, whether it's for a dance, another drink, and you say, oh, it's too noisy here, we just want to have a little bit of chat over here. You go over there, you isolate her. At this point, you're going to build comfort with her. And what you're going to do is convince her that you are three-dimensional, that you have depth, that you have feeling, that you're not just a guy with a big buckle and this, you know, shirt and you live in this empty South Beach, but you actually have warmth and depth to you. Mm-hmm. So you're going to tell her a story that relates to how deep and warm you are, and like, maybe even tender.
My puppy died in my arms.
Now, on the weekends, on Saturday mornings, Diana, no, seriously, I go to I cradle Afghani war orphans.
Really?
Because they need to be
And
held.
Where do you find these Afghani war orphans on a weekend?
At the UN.
Okay. The UN.
So, right.
Come on, John. If you're going to bullshit, do it properly, man. Come on. Keep it going. So that's the fifth step. So now what you've done basically is you've helped her to see you as a person that's completely different. And there are some techniques that I use, and this is where I know my friend Diane over here is going to get very mad at me, but there are some very under-the-radar techniques that use that come from neuro-linguistic programming where I can actually engage you in a way and get you to relive some wonderful experiences and then attach and associate them with me. so that even though you've just met me, when you look at me, when you think of me, you're going to be associating those positive emotions with me.
But then why am I uncomfortable with you?
Because I haven't done that.
Change it. Oh, I'm sorry. Like the knot in my stomach.
I think Diane's like, make me feel comfortable now.
Diane, I can tell you why you don't feel comfortable, but I don't know that you want to hear that.
Why? Because you take my walls away.
That's interesting. Where did that come from?
You said it yesterday.
Did I say that yesterday?
Yeah, I have a memory apparently.
And you seem to remember that.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. All right, here in studio, Patrick Juanes is a life coach, a celebrity life coach. He helps musicians and actors
deal with their inner demons right. and go back to their childhood, sure. apparently, which was formed between ages of 5 and 8.
Zero and eight.
If you want to go from your age to the fetal position, he's
a couple
your
of
man.
Minutes. I don't take you to the fetal position unless you're like some Mama. Girl that's into
Mama.
Some sort
whoa,
of
whoa, difference. No. Okay, both of you, into your corners. First of all, I just want to establish that there's some kind of weird, bad mojo shit going on between Diana
and
Patrick.
Do you know why?
Why is that,
Patrick?
Because
she's an Aquarius and I'm a Leo. We tend to do that.
John's a Leo.
Okay, there is no discussion of astrology on Maxim Radio.
Why is that? Don't you want to know how to pick up women?
No discussion of astrology.
Don't you want to know how to sleep with women easily?
No discussion of throw pillows.
Don't you want to sleep with every woman that's around?
No discussion of scones. That's just that's
scones?
Basic three rules of the goddamn
jam and
radio
scones?
Show.
Are you on drugs? Because you should be. Where does John come from? Are you really a Leo?
What are you picking me
I
up?
I love that.
Well, I mean, not unless you, I mean, you know, I try to be a heterosexual. Are you a non-heterosexual?
Patrick Juanes on patrickjuanes.com.
Isn't radio meant to be entertainment?
Theoretically, but but here's the thing. Okay. What's up both your asses? I mean, Patrick, again, a life coach, what you seem to do is...
annoy Diana.
B, you also break people down so you can rebuild them into Oprah robots filled with self-esteem and happiness.
Everyone gets a car!
Diana doesn't want a car. Diana wants to save the world. She wants to give the cars to everyone else.
Yeah, it's true.
You want to save the world?
I'll have one car for myself just so I can help others. You know, I can get around easier.
Before Patrick was talking about it, you know, you had five tips on how to, and I'm assuming...
Five steps, rather.
Lo siento.
Para servirle.
Five steps on how to pick español? Up a woman. I am half Mexican.
Perfecto. De donde?
Sometimes. Texas.
My mom. From Texas?
My mom.
Your mom's from Texas?
Yes, and okay. I love it very
that
much,
makes you
except
Mexican?
For that one time she molested me.
Is that why you want to sleep with every woman? John, I might be a life coach, but I have a sense of humor. Just Diana doesn't find me funny. She just laughs at me.
True.
When I'm on the floor crying.
True.
Do you have five steps for it? Because I'm going down to things that a dude... Because look, I mean, you know, it's a lot for a dude to admit that he needs, you know, he needs some help or guidance in trying to be successful or happy.
Listen
or
to my CD, The New Science of Persuasion for Men Only.
Do you have any steps for... All right. Do you have any steps?
John, he doesn't know what to do. He's thrown off.
You have five steps for seducing a woman. Right. Do you have any steps for a dude who is trying to like climb the ladder, trying to become more successful? Because you were speaking about social value, and it seems that for a dude, society says the entirety of his social value is determined by his billfold, by the money that he makes, by
and
how
the
much
job.
He makes.
Yeah. Right. It's usually, you know, it's always about material possessions and money.
With a dude, absolutely. Right, that is our social value.
And it's because society's completely screwed up where the man is meant to be the provider and the woman is meant to be either the housewife or the sex object or whatever whatever it is for that day.
Right.
If a man wants to be successful and climb the ladder, it's not about money, it's not about power, it's not about fame, it's not about status. It's, again, about how confident you feel and how much you like yourself. You'll climb up the ladder, the corporate ladder, especially the corporate ladder, a lot faster with the less fear you have. See, most people in corporations think of only one thing, how not to lose their job.
Listen, all right. And that's a good point. That's a very good point.
That's all they're thinking about. That's a middle manager.
That's
right. So they never, ever go up because all they're trying to do is say, okay, I better be careful of how not to lose my job, so I'll take no action. If you want to succeed, you have to be fearless. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your work. You have to believe in who you are. So whatever you do that's going to build your confidence is going to send you up that corporate ladder. Whatever the ladder is, it doesn't matter what company is. And it's the same thing with picking up women. The first thing I teach in my new science of persuasion is understanding that there's only one key to all persuasion, and that is understanding the other person, the person that you believe you're trying to persuade.
Empathy.
It may involve empathy. It may involve sympathy, compassion. It may involve patience, listening. But ultimately, you get to know the other person. Because when you know what the other person wants and you know what their needs are, then you can give them what they want. Step number two with women is, and I know Diana's going to get really mad here, but that's okay because you're already mad at me. There's a key secret. There's a key secret to all women. She and I will be very good friends. Trust me.
What is that? Chocolate and gold.
No.
All right.
Understand that all women are deeply insecure and need constant reassurance.
Yes. I'm actually not mad at you about that. That's true. Tell me I'm pretty.
Hold on. Good job. That's radio comedy. All right. So they're all insecure.
And need constant reassurance. Right. Number three. This is the hardest thing for a guy to be. There are times that you've got to be so strong and you've got to simply say no. And there are other times you've got to be very, very humble and show the tender, warm, and affectionate side of you. If you can show that to a woman, she is going to love you forever. Because there are times that a woman is so lost in that moment, or she's just getting out of control because you're giving her so much of what she wants that she doesn't know what to do with it, and she'll try to take advantage of it. You have to say, no, we're not going to do that. This is what we're going
to
do.
Right, like spoil, like you're over-spoiling like a puppy. You have to make the woman sit and obey.
Now, you don't tell her sit and obey, sit down and keep panting. You know, unless that's what she'd like to do, and then you've got the chain around the neck, you know.
All right.
Stay on task.
But you do have to show a warm, tender side to you. Now, do you want to know, I've got a book called What a Woman Wants and How to Give It to Her.
So let's got a book for everything.
Yeah, no shit.
Now, let's give you some secrets out of that book. Let's ask, should we put John on the spot? What are the four things that a woman wants? He's going to get them all wrong, incidentally. Go on.
I'm going to get them all. Oh, you set me up for that. The four things that a woman...
You're hurting his confidence.
The four now things, he's
the
a leader.
Four, the four things,
it's fine.
The four things that a woman wants. That's an interesting question. I would have to say stability in the form of being able to... a guy being able to provide for her.
So, again, you think is the guy financial? Okay,
I'm saying
going.
That's one. I'm thinking of the provider. Okay. I think either physical or emotional strength.
That's perceptive and very good, yes.
An enormous cock and...
what if she's bisexual? Sorry, go on. I just thought I'd throw you off.
Go creepy. And what else? And you know what?
Stickers.
You know what I'm going to say? Normally I say it's bullshit, but that's just because when models say they like a guy with a sense of humor, I just think that they're regurgitating boilerplate. But ultimately, I think, you know, in a tie into the whole like tenderness thing, you know, sense of humor shows that you're not, you know, that you can laugh at yourself. I think women, you know, and it shows that you have some self-awareness. So I'm going to say a sense of humor.
All right, Diana, what would you say? And then I'll tell you what I teach. We'll see how we go. Now, most women instantly don't know what they want, incidentally.
What women want?
Yeah. What are the four things?
And you being a woman, you should know.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out right now, though, myself, to be honest.
See what I mean? Now.
Hold on. I'm not done. Okay. I'm not done.
Patrick, come on.
I'm also very moody about things. So, okay. I would say stability, which John said.
What kind of stability? Are we talking about financial or emotional?
Financial, emotional. Okay. Emotional intelligence. Sense of humor. And
cock.
A nice physique.
Okay, and that's it?
Face. Well, you only said four. I'm not going to go above and beyond that.
No, I just meant, okay.
All right.
So ultimately, what a woman wants is she wants to be in a relationship where she feels special. She wants to know that she's number one, the only one, that she's prized and treasured, whether that's, and that can take many forms, whether it's verbal, whether it's written, whether it's visual. Number three, she wants her man to listen to her and provide empathy and sympathy, never advice unless she directly, specifically asks for it. So what do guys do? They come home, they see her, that she's emotionally distraught over something or someone's hurt her at work or something's happened. The first thing as men that we're going to do, because we are active, men are doers.
Get her done.
Yeah, men are doers and women are not. Women are feelers.
We build bridges
and then we want to push everyone over the bridge. So what we want to do is actually help her over that bridge. Whereas all she really wants
is a hug.
Is a hug, and she wants you to listen to her because she already has the answer.
Right.
She just wants you to listen to her. The next thing is that she does not want you to touch her body sexually 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Respect her body. Well, I guess that's not 24 hours a day, is it? It's 4 hours a day.
Wait, so what do you mean, like, respect your body?
Well, I had a boyfriend that never kept his hands off of me, and it was terrible. I just felt like an object. It was awful.
There you go.
And eventually, we had no sexual relationship because I was like,
well, but what? He was always like wanting to hold your hand or massage
no,
your...
No, no, no. She's talking about
he's
sexual.
He's like always like putting the moves on. Even if we were out to dinner, it was always about when we get back to my place, when we
now,
go back here.
Here's the secret for guys. You want to do that and you want more sex from your woman, then start touching her without having any intentions of sex and it will lead to sex.
Right.
That is, the concept is you've got to sometimes just hug her and be affectionate and kissing. And guess what? She'll come to you. One of the other things I teach in my book, in the What a Woman Wants book, is you seduce the woman, but she'll initiate the sex.
I agree.
Always let the woman initiate the sex. I remember I was on Houston radio saying this, and the Houston women were calling up. They were going crazy at me because, you know, they're a completely different breed. Until I explained it, and I said, the guy will get you hot and heavy, but you will say, let's do it.
That's true.
What the hell just happened?
See what I mean? If you go back to your sexual sexcapades or whatever you want to call
okay,
it.
Okay, so I should go back to my sexcapades?
If you think about it, you'll realize that you might have gotten women into the mood, but then they're the ones that always say, let's...
They're the ones that always pounced.
Right.
You've got to get the woman to say...
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't force her to have sex with you.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's true, too.
It works for me.
So it's interesting because, you're talking about how to help guys to pick up women and how to score. Read my books. Listen to them because I'm giving you stuff that is really powerful.
That's an interesting but that is an interesting point. What you're saying is you set the stage, the mood, the vibe.
Women want to feel in control, and they also want to feel like made that final decision.
Let her pounce.
Right, because then it's like she's not forced into anything. She's not persuaded. Right. She decided she wanted
to. I remember there was a Spanish girl, and she said, penetrame. Which means penetrate me. I thought that was really weird.
And you're like,
just the way she said it. Sorry, I just thought
that
I'd say
that.
That
is gross.
Patrick.com/ Maxim. Patrick,
I'm having more fun here just annoying her.
One last, you're very good at it.
I know.
One last question. Where does a life coach go for life coaching?
It's really hard to find people that know what the hell they're doing. I'm serious, but I found some people. I turn to a lot of different people. I learn from everyone around me. I'm always asking. I'm always open to learning. I've never found one person that I thought, wow, you're who I want to be.
Hello, right here.
Other than Diana.
Yeah, you want to be the male Diana Falzone.
Well, I thought that, you know, the top she had on yesterday would look really good on me. You know, the blue top would go well with my buckle, you know. And then I looked at her shoes, which she's got the same shoes on she had yesterday.
Don't call that out. I knew you were going
to. Now, see, this is very important.
You bitch!
I know. But it's very important. You must notice what women are wearing because they're wearing it to be noticed.
No, so, I'm not.
Oh, here we go again. She's in denial. This is why she and I are going to become such good friends. You see, women will tell you, look, I'm going to say this nicely, Diana, because you and I are going to become very good friends.
Okay, good.
Women bullshit.
Lucky you guys.
Lucky that we know that in advance. Yes. Look, women will tell you such crap. Oh, I dress up for me. I don't dress up for anyone else. Really? Do you put on all your makeup and you dress up in up to the nines at home and walk around house all day like that?
Actually, I do.
You do not.
They know me. I do.
You do not.
She puts her face on in the goddamn studio when it's just the friggin' two of us and we look at that grill all day long.
Yeah, but she knows that she's in front of other people. She's not alone.
PatrickWanas.com/Maxim. What's at this page? Your books.
I have a persuasion package with the new science of persuasion, hypnosis, and the science of seduction, the book What a Woman Wants, which incidentally was originally published under, Diana's going to hate me even more, under the title of How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat.
That's a great title for a book. That's a great title for a book. It's a great title for a book.
I'm telling you, I want to hang out with her now because she loathes me so much that we could become good friends.
Yeah, you're both adorable. I'm just
hard to get, that's all.
That's why I like you so much.
I know.
I tell you
that's
what.
That's why we could be good friends.
Why don't you guys hang out and don't forget not to invite me. PatrickWanas.com/Maxim. Patrick, really, you coming into the street, I thought you were going to be...
Did I come into the street? I thought I was just breathing heavy.
I thought,
sorry. Oh, no.
Okay, leave the comedy to us. Patrick... I actually thought you were going to be a bullshit flim-flam artist, but...
And I'm not? What's wrong with me?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, good.
But you
I
are...
I want to be authentic. True to myself.
You're an interesting SOB.
You wear that rainbow shirt, probably.
PatrickWanas.com/Maxim. Check it out, dudes. He's got
you
a package
up. You mean to my ex-boyfriend?
John. It just got weird. Maxim.